Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm under sunny skies. We had a heat wave that made me remember Florida summers. I got through that, and now we're having cool, sunny days, which I much prefer. How about you?
Oh, it's beautiful today. Today was a beautiful day in Florida. We love these days with a nice ocean breeze and warm weather. It's a good thing.
It's all good. I think most people just have to see spring coming one way or the other. Either within themselves or out their window. Yep.
You know, this Taurus energy brings a lot of physical beauty with it. That's one of the things I love about Taurus. It's the physical beauty it is.
Well, all my daffodils and my crocuses came back, even though we had a freeze, and all my trees are blooming here, so I have pretty here, too.
Oh, yeah, springtime up north, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So far, so good. You know, we had a windstorm, took down a few things, but hey, it's all right. At least it didn't hit anything serious. But it's just the way it is. I have to tell you, I'm just so happy to see that some things that are going on in the heavens. I mean, we made it through the solar eclipse, now we're in this crazy time where we've got planets still in Aries, we've got a lot of Taurus energy moving in, and now Venus is kissing the moon tonight in Gemini. I love this. I mean, it's been a day of chatting all along with me, so I like it. How about you?
And here again, the Venus-Moon conjunction really, it is a lovely self-expression. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people had a really lovely day today, is because that is. It gives the duality and the flexibility. If something isn't working, and you're just capable of shifting your emotions real quick to do something else. Again, this Mercury retrograde conjunct Uranus can be an interesting little dance.
Yeah.
And I like that Venus is in Gemini during this period of time because it gives us flexibility. And I think we all, under this rigid Taurus time, need flexibility to get through the weird shifts and changes.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree. Yep. Mercury retrograde, of course, every time anybody hears it, they're like, they have a minor panic attack. And it's interesting because most of the people I'm dealing with right now has to do with employment stability and real estate. It seems to be the big theme now over the last few weeks, I want to say. And it's coming in by the numbers with my people. How about you?
Well, look at this in the chart. You know, the chart screams that with the Mars in Cancer, all the Taurian stability energy, home, Cancer, money, value, all of those things. This is a time period where we find that we are looking at our security, safety, stability. Where are we finding that stability in the circumstances? Where are things going to land? And Mercury retrograde in the middle of it doesn't, you know, give much stability, because, but it gives you choices. And it is about looking internally because, again, we still have Chiron in Aries. And I think that's such a lovely thing because it's such a fiery, instant healing that can occur as long as we look internally and we go within. So here again, it really can be a time period to where people can have great concern about their foundation or about their stability. But the stability is all within ourselves. We have all the tools that we need. And so it is about healing old wounds that are going to give us the confidence to really go for our heart's desire. And I think that's what the universe is calling everybody to do under this is, hey, you know, your work, your home, really, what is going to bring you your greatest joy? We've had such challenges, and it's all people going back now to really the basics of life and what really is important to them. And by following and pursuing that fearlessly and letting go of all those other issues, you can achieve it at this point in time. And that's one of the things I really like about this chart.
I couldn't agree more. Very well spoken, my dear friend. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we've got our queue is full, so we probably should take a caller. Okay.
How about we do that?
Okay, sweetheart.
Gosh, that's Venus
Moon. 203, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey,
Pat,
how are you?
How you doing, honey?
I'm okay. It's been difficult. Forgive me if I start coughing. Caught the bronchitis that was going around. Kind of, you know, what you're saying is appropriate to me as far as the foundation. Yes, I know it's within me. This is all new, though. So many times, many days, many times a day, I have to tell myself, you know, get back to yourself and pray. But I have been feeling like my foundation is being tested. And no, what's being tested is I want to go back to the old ways of panic, of coping. And I know there are new ways now. So, that, you know, I'm sort of asking for a general, but giving you a bit of background. That's kind of what I'm feeling a lot lately as things come up that are disturbing or minor crises.
Well, I'm going to say this because you're coming up to your Mars return, okay? And what that means is that it's time to change things up. You got another 2.5 year cycle that's coming in, okay? So the thing is with that, it's about changing the physical routine, okay, and changing things up. You said you have this feeling about how you want to go back to old routines and old things. Well, the South Node is transiting through your second house, which is your personal values, your beliefs. So you're going through a review from the past. I'm not necessarily going to say that's to your better benefit to go back to old routines. It's it's to go back and go, oh, I understand. Now I'm going to do this because I understand what I did in the past. It is about moving forward in your chart because transiting Venus is dead on your Jupiter today. It is all, and that's in Gemini, okay? Remember that. It is all about change for your benefit, and it starts out psychologically. Everything is a new day, a new start, a new beginning. So it isn't about going into old patterns. It's about what am I going to do today to change that around into a new pattern? What do you think after that?
Choosing the new pattern is what's making me very shaky and feel ungrounded because it's new.
Oh, don't worry about it. Trust it. Have faith. That's the faith over fear thing that I was saying. You're going to succeed, okay? Again, you've got these beautiful trines into your first house of Saturn, Neptune, and your Arabic part of fortune. with that Venus. So it's all about just trust and faith in this to rebalance yourself out. I say you have a safety net underneath you. Have faith. I know that it's a little wobbly, a little nervous, but go, no, I can do this. I've got this. That's why you're being called to look at the past, to know you can do this.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think after that?
Well, what I'm seeing is a tremendous amount of squares between the fixed signs. She's got the Taurus energies all squaring her Leo stuff, and that's why she's feeling somewhat stuck. Now, the good thing about this is that Mercury's retrograde, and I so agree with Jacqueline. This is the time to do a review of how far you've come, okay?
Yeah.
And realize that you're still standing, okay?
Right.
But, again, you don't feel like you have a lot of control here. Now, astrologically, they say Mars is in its fall in Cancer. Now, I'm born July 22nd, the same year as you, and I have had this all my life, too, but I find the key to this Mars return, which Jacqueline so astutely pointed out, is simple acceptance of the things you cannot change, and that's your lesson now in real time.
Yeah.
And once you accept, and as she mentioned too, give it to the higher power, say, okay, I know there's a plan A and a plan B. I sit here and I wait on you and show me. Because you know what? Your psychic stuff, you know, you've got Uranus, Mars, Sun conjunct like me. I mean, we deal with crisis every day, don't we? It's crazy. But you know what? We have the ability to be great in a crisis. We might fall apart a little bit later. We might sob ourselves to sleep. But you know what?
Yeah.
When the chips are down, we step up, don't we? Yes.
We do.
Know this.
We get a little.
Know this about you. And give yourself that sense of inner security. I'm in here to serve, and I'm serving well. I feel a little shaky some days, but I do step up to the plate. I do deliver my gifts of compassion. Wholeheartedly, okay, in spite of the outcome. And know that that's okay, except that there's just some things you cannot change or have control over, and trust more, okay?
Oh, my goodness, you're bringing tears to my eyes, and my chest is swelling, and I can tell you literally today, I'm looking at my dog wondering what is the diagnosis going to be, and back and forth between grief and telling myself, be grateful and accept, and you'll be led. So thank you. You're both so right on.
You're welcome.
So glad. So glad I called.
We're so always glad to hear from you, Pat. And,
I love you
both. What's your puppy's name? Chance.
Chance.
All right. I'll have him on my prayer list tonight before I close my eyes. I'll have him in my prayers for you, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you both. Lovely, lovely.
God bless you, honey. Go cuddle that baby, okay?
I will. Thanks. Thanks so much.
God bless.
God bless you both.
Sweet, sweet woman. Cool.
Yes, she is.
So hard when it's our pets, too, you know? Oh. Pets are children. Oh, my God. There's nothing worse than that. Well, I can't say. I think a lot of it's worse, but it's okay. Sometimes you just have to do what you can do and hold the torch, and that's all you can do, you know. People, pets, doesn't matter. Even some things have been going on out in the wildlife here. There's some crazy stuff going on. We had like a whole flock of birds go down. Nobody knows how come. Nobody knows.
Oh, odd.
Weird. Yeah. That was bizarre. But we don't know, and the wildlife place here, they're awesome. They basically are doing autopsies on a few of the birds to see if they can determine what happened, you know. But we haven't found any results yet.
Oh, that is crazy.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, the wildlife here, they got confused because we got hot here, then we got cold again, then we got hot here, then we got cold again. I've got baby birds being born, and they're about to take flight out of the nest at this point in time. We're not even to the 1st of May yet. The little male birdies became overzealous, Jacqueline.
Well, you know, here again. It's part of nature. It all is. Well, I'm sure they'll figure out what happened.
Yep, and it'll be fine. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hi, ladies.
Area code 925, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Teresa in California. Glad to talk to you.
I'm Teresa in California. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hoping to do better.
Now, is it Teresa with an H or no H?
No H. I'm H-less.
And what's your birthday?
February 1st, 1958.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I got the right one.
Yep. So my question is, I've been seeking employment, and I don't know what this is about, but I have been getting so many fraudulent postings for jobs that it's crazy. So I'm trying not to lose. I'm trying not to get frustrated, but I really need to move on. But it's hard to trust what I'm seeing.
Well, you're in a massive T-square in your chart right now, okay? And it's all over the place here. But the good news is, see, your Jupiter, your Neptune, and your North Node are all in Scorpio. You're pretty psychic in your own right. But there's a lot of oppositions to the 10th house of your career right now with all the Taurus energies. Your benefit, where your trines are, Mars, Saturn, and your vertex are all in Sagittarius. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is I'm encouraging you to seek the job rather than find the job. If there's something that you want to do, go to some websites that cater to what you want to do and see if there's openings. In other words, be proactive specifically for you rather than getting caught up in this electronic whirlwind that everybody's in on the Internet trying to find jobs right now. I would pursue a company that you believe in their ethics, you like their product, you know you can serve them, and whatever you do, I would move in that direction because I think you're not going to feel, again, victimized by the craziness right now on the Internet with this, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with you. That's exactly where I was going with this. With that Mercury in Capricorn that you have, okay, in your sixth house, which is all about your work, okay? It is so all about your work, it isn't even funny. That is the pole you pivot off of, okay? If your work isn't right, your head isn't right, okay, is what I'm trying to say. So I say to you, find the company and you'll find the job. Instead of looking, I say look at it in a different way. I so agree with Aphrodite about looking into the values and beliefs. Look into what you really want to do is truly a passion, and you will find the answer. They will hire you. That Mercury in Capricorn, when you're passionate, okay? When you get into this, you get into this. So I say go for it in the company, corporation, whoever you want to work for, go for it that way instead, and you'll be much more successful.
The flip side of that is that I don't know these companies. So, for instance, going on Glassdoor is what I like to do, is it gives you a description, but it also lets you see what the company is like. And it, you know, people from the company telling you about the company culture, if they really like it, because they can post anonymously. So by that, I'm able to see this is something a company I would really like to work for. But knowing all these companies and their values off the top, I would have no clue.
Strong enough to be able to determine that better if you can be very still when you are on your computer looking at this. See, your Aquarian energies is all about higher mind. And your psychic energies, though, are usually right on first impression. But you tend to talk yourself out of it. Because of your intellect. So try and listen to that still small voice more. Look at maybe some of the nuances when you're basically doing your surfing and you're looking at the job opportunities. I'm just going to encourage you to do that right now because Mercury's retrograde right now. So if you're going to go back to something that you wanted to do before or if you wanted to work for another a company in the past but it didn't work out, it is okay to readdress that during a retrograde. It actually can be powerful in a way. And so if you've already, like, filled out some kind of application for a company in the past, but for some reason that time period it didn't work out, it's okay to revisit that during your Mercury retrograde, okay, and see what happens next. Because it's only a six-week cycle. It's retrograde for 3 weeks, and it's in shadow for three. And the way that our interview process is going on right now, especially in this country, is it's going to take you that long to get through the two interviews and the physical and get the job. So don't worry about revisiting something you may have visited before, but maybe it didn't work out that time, but maybe it wasn't your time to be in that space. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right. It's just frustrating that I've been doing this for so long and I'm just not getting anywhere.
Well, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over and just keep saying to yourself, I'm in it to win it, don't let small disappointments get in the way of your big picture of what you really want to do. Because you have some really beautiful and powerful planets here. I have to tell you, you can be an employer's dream, okay?
Yeah.
And so remember, when they're interviewing you, you're interviewing them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And take that very seriously at this time is what I'm going to suggest. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with that. And, you know, I know it wears on you, okay? I hear you that. If I could control time, okay, I would do a lot better than the universe is doing for people, because I'd have a lot more compassion, okay? But you can't push the clock. You can't push time. What you can do is, and again here, Aphrodite talked about revisiting, and I'm going to talk about the other side, because again, that Venus is transiting through your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams. So it is about psychologically manifesting your hopes, desires, and dreams. It's about envisioning what kind of work day would you like to have? And really, who, you know, what values, what people do you want to work with? Okay, because that is important to you with that Venus and Aquarius in your sixth house. You're a teamwork kind of girl, even though you're an individualistic kind of girl. You like having a team around, okay? You're a leader by trade, and I so agree that you're an employer's dream. People love you when you're passionate about your work. So it is about going, okay, I know I'm going to find it. I'm not going to get so stressed out about the time period or get tired of doing this. It's all in the journey, and so I'm going to find it by just being open to it and keeping on looking. Keep my eyes out for the everything that's in my place. And I so agree with Aphrodite that your head gets in your way. Your first instinct, feel it first. Go through that discipline first. I can't agree with Aphrodite more on that, that first instinct can really guide you and really give you a grounding that you're looking for.
Okay. We appreciate
it. Keep us posted because we are on your side with this. Saturn hasn't been in Pisces for 29 years. It's in perfect trine to your Neptune. If you can dream it, you can create it, honey. I can tell you that right now. And you can make this happen. Then it's also in trine to your North Node, the cup overflowing of the Bible in Scorpio in your fourth house. So whatever it is that you're going to find, it's going to be, number one, imaginative, and number two, make you feel extremely secure. So don't give up the ship. Keep pushing forward. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
And you keep us posted, okay, sweetheart?
I will. I will. Thank you.
All right. Many blessings to you. Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. A lot going on that chart. Whew.
I can feel her frustration. I mean, I would be extremely frustrated if I were in her shoes, too.
Yep. Yeah, I love it when I pull up a chart like that, and I'm just doing things on screen when I do mini readings. And they say, well, I really only have one question. I look at them, and I said, get out of here. What are you talking about? If I had 2 hours, I couldn't even tell you all the challenges you're facing right now. All right. So which question do you want to address right now? Oh, my word. She has one of those kind of charts. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
anyway.
She does.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Come on. Keep on, commander. Okay. 954, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon from New York.
Hi, Sharon from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. How are you? How are you guys? I'm fine. I'll give you my birthday. It's 4/16/55. And I was born at 4/46.
AM or PM?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, PM.
And where?
New York City.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I lived in Florida for a time, but I'm back in New York. So.
Ah, back at the Big Apple, are you? Alrighty then.
Yeah, I'm from here, lived in Florida, then and not because I didn't like Florida, but I had, you know, circumstances that I had to move back. But anyway, my question was that about a year ago, I was in a relationship that was from a long, long time ago, and I thought would work out. And this person and I had a little falling out, and I haven't heard from him in quite a while. So I was wondering if I should text him just to see how he's doing.
Do you know the birth date of this
one? Oh, yeah, it's 9/13/43. I mean, we're older people. The over 65 crew, you know.
Was he born in New York as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. His sun opposes your Venus. That's why I can't forget him. I see it. Okay. All right. You don't have a darn planet in Virgo. You know that, right?
Oh, wow.
You do not have one damn planet in Virgo. But it opposes your Pisces Venus, see? And opposites attract. So there was a codependent issue with this relationship from the very get-go, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had very strong pulls to one another. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened. And
did you have a fight or anything, or he just kind of disappeared?
It was a disagreement, you know, but I mean, and then, you know, he just kind of stopped texting me. It's been like 8 months, so I'm just,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
And I'm very prideful. I don't, you know, I'm like, no, you've got to contact me. But I'm, you know, he's an older gentleman, so I'm concerned, and I just want it. Well, relationships in general, what you see. Or
okay. Let's see what we can see here for you. Jacqueline's probably also want to know where you were on your last birthday, because you're in your solar return at this point, and that's going to give us some ideas about relationships moving forward over this next year, and she's an expert at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun for you.
Oh. So were you in New York for your birthday this year?
I was.
Okay. Oh.
I can tell you that there's a couple of interesting things that show up here. And I'm going to share them with you because, you know, I have the ability.
Thank you.
And, you know, see, this person has, you know, their sun in Virgo, their Venus in Virgo, their Chiron in Virgo, and their sun does exactly oppose your Venus in Pisces. So that was probably the initial attraction. Opposites attract in the zodiac, okay? So I can see that. And also, his Saturn was in Gemini, and it was opposing your North Node in Sag. So you lightened him up quite a bit, didn't you?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
I think so, too, yeah. Now, you have planets in Aries, and he has planets in Leo, and that's also really good, usually for affection, being honest with each other. So there are some pluses I'm seeing here. And also, his moon and his Chiron are in Aquarius. And they do, the moon and Chiron both make a trine kind of to your Libra ascendant. So again, there's a friendship behind the passion in this relationship, wasn't there?
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
There's a friendship.
And I think that's what you miss the most.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's what you miss
yeah.
the most. The honesty mm-hmm. and the intellectual sharing and that kind of thing. There was a good communication quotient in this. Now, I don't know
exactly.
what the argument was about, and it's really none of my business, but some people find out when they're in relationships what they can live with and what they can't live without in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that argument may have hit a pressure point in this gentleman that he has not healed from the past.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have anything to
mm-hmm.
do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo is
mm-hmm.
very detail-oriented, and he's got that energy, very strong. And so my feeling is that, again, you may not have understood the intensity of what he experienced in that argument. And if this is not his normal style to just bank out of just pure compassion,
right.
and, you know, I would at least try and contact him and make sure he's okay. Even
mm-hmm.
if he doesn't want to talk to you, I'd see if his phone's still
right.
working, number one, and just say, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. It's unusual. It's been a long
yeah.
time now.
Mm-hmm.
I would just do that just for your own peace of mind, honey. So what are you seeing here,
mm-hmm.
solar return,
right.
Jacqueline?
Well, you know, it is about healing old wounds from the past as far as one-to-one relationships are concerned, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the beautiful things about your solar return that I just love is that you have Sun conjunct Jupiter this year in your first house. So you have a
nice.
Guardian angel over your shoulder everywhere you go. So there's a lot of expansion and growth for you to be you, okay? Welcome to his world about sensitivity, because you get a Pisces moon this year conjunct Saturn. One of the reasons why you're feeling him at this point in time, your intuition is stronger than what it normally is because you have Neptune conjunct your ascendant in Pisces this year. So you're more feeling this year, and that's one of the things that he brings to you. When Aphrodite was talking about the opposition between the Sun and Venus, there's more than that that goes on between the two of you. You're fire and air in your inner planets, and he's earth and water in his inner planets. So you two kind of bring a balance to each other is what I'm trying to say. And I agree with everything Aphrodite said. This is a very sensitive soul, a very sensitive creature. I don't know that it was you in your innocence that, you know, whatever argument that you had or disagreement that you had, I don't think that was the core thing here. I think it hit him deeper in another way in one of his own personal issues here. So don't take it so personally, my little innocent Aries, who just wants to be nice and sweet and happy. Okay? Because
yeah,
I know you're
I'm like...
Okay.
Well, you know, it was just that, you know, when you tell somebody you're going to call them and then you don't call them when you should, I just said that's disrespectful, and it was like that was it. That was the end. Goodbye.
Well, it hurt feelings, and he gets really, you know, again, he's a sensitive creature, okay, and welcome a little bit
they
more
to. They tend to hermetize
voice.
When they're hurt. They tend to hermetize,
okay.
Virgo. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well,
here again,
then,
little cave, and I don't mind you, like Aphrodite said, I don't mind you prying this open and saying, hey, just how's it going? And reaching out, because again here, you're healing old issues from the past. You also have in there, it's not conjunct, that Jupiter-Sun conjunction, but you also have Chiron and Aries in your first house. It's a big first house this year for you. So there's a lot of activity this year coming at you, okay, and this is a part of it. Your one-to-one relationships are crucially important to you because in your natal chart, you have your Sun there. So it's going to be a big, important part to hear. And in your solar return, you have the South Node in Scorpio. So all those old stuff to get rid of, it's time now to get rid of it. That Chiron gives you that healing power to let go of the past and start anew. And I say that with this guy, too, as well, is let go of the sensitivity of the past. Don't make it such an issue, okay? But move on and see how things are going, see how he's doing, see how the communication starts to flow again, okay? Whether you want to wait till after he goes direct or not is up to you, okay, is what I'm going to say. But I would reach out to him at some point in time if I were you.
Right. I'll just, yeah, shoot him a text and just see how, you know, just see how it's going for him and, you know, how he's doing. But, well, thank you so much for your wonderful insight and many blessings to you both. I really appreciate it.
And to you too, sweetheart. God bless. Have a great night.
Thank you. You guys as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye-bye. Sweet. Relationships, they can be challenging.
Yes, they can.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 773, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Chicago.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear
Chicago.
You.
She's Elizabeth from
Elizabeth?
Chicago.
Yes.
Have you called
in
before?
How are you?
I think I have, yeah.
Okay.
You are April 14th, 1966.
Yes.
Gotcha. So, what's up? What would you like to know today?
Were you born in L.A.?
No, Chicago.
Chicago.
All right, I need to know if I've got the right chart here. I'm sorry. Let's see.
You have it?
Well, were you in Chicago for your birthday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Nice.
Great. Okay. Just want to make sure I was doing the right read here for you. Technology is great as long as you push all the right buttons, right?
Yes.
Well, today at the time of our reading, you've got some beautiful trines and blessing lines right now that are backing you up. I want you to know that. What was your big question for us tonight?
Oh, I have this burning desire to move. I was in an accident 5.5 years ago when I came back to Chicago, and I'm now disabled, and it's dragging through workers' comp, and I'm on my second lawyer. The first lawyer screwed up the case, and then it was delayed 2 years due to COVID, and
okay.
I'm just so over it. I'm so over it. I can't stand it anymore. I keep injuring myself. I just fractured my ankle. I fractured my right foot last winter. My doctor has written me a statement for the lawyer saying that I have no quality of life until I get surgery, and I'm so over it.
Where did you want to move to, Elizabeth?
I want to move somewhere warm by the ocean.
I can see that. You know why? In your chart, mm-hmm. Chicago, you have a lot of planets in water. You're an Aries sun, and you've got your Mars in Aries in that ninth house of living at least 900 miles from where you were born, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Mercury, Saturn, Chiron, and Venus all in Pisces, a water sign. I have to tell you, Saturn just got into Pisces. It hasn't been there in 29 years. And that's why you're feeling this psychically that you want to move to the water. You want to relax your body. Now,
yes.
Pisces does rule the feet, okay? So for that reason, take very good care of your feet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've had injuries and stuff, you want to make sure the circulation is good. Whatever you're wearing on your feet is very supportive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Neptune is sitting right on your Mercury right now in Pisces, too. So you've been dreaming of this water journey for some time now. Now you're going to go through your Saturn return in a year and a half. Because Saturn is in a sign for 2 years and a season every 29 years, you're going to go through your Saturn return, not this year, but in 2024. And so for that reason, Chiron, the wounded healer, and your Saturn were kissing the day you were born. You can heal by the water. I think you're so dead right with this. Yes.
Mm.
What are you seeing in her solar return, Jacqueline?
Well, I have to agree that. I do think, because that same Saturn in Pisces that she was talking about is in your ninth house,
yes,
which is that long-distance travel, okay? And it is time, because it is in trine to the Mars and Cancer. Your itch is strong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is about, and I have to say, you know, the issue here is the frustration level. I'm so over it. Your impatience is what's really causing you the major issue here. It is the thing that you keep going over and over again and self-abusing. I want to get over this, and I want to get it done, and I want to get it done now. That's not what it's going to do. Again, that Saturn in Pisces says you've got to go back, and you've really got to take your time and go into your faith, go into trusting and believing that the situation will occur. Your urgency is what is screwing you up. And so slow and steady to race with it.
I can see that.
And I see to you in this, because you have Jupiter conjunct your sun. This is a real rare situation in your solar return. So you have a guardian angel over your shoulder who's going to guide you through this as long as you stay true to yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
His greatest thing here is faith. I don't care whether it's God, the universe, whatever you want to call that higher power. That spiritual part of you has to come out in this. Venus in Gemini is in your 12th house, which is all about that conversation with that source. Okay? So it is about getting close to that source that's going to bring you to your truth. Okay? Would I make it a choice to put that there and start looking? Florida's a Pisces state. You might find it interesting looking into Florida, okay?
No. I went there twice, and I was so depressed. No way.
Okay. Look for a coastal state that'll work for you, okay, is what I'm saying. And go for that beach.
I think any body of water would do, as long as it's clean. I don't necessarily know if the ocean's the answer. There are some beautiful lakes. There's places that you can live that have water sources. The kind of culture I think you're seeking, because you would like to be part of a community where there are certain things that you can create a new social life too, right? And so it doesn't have to be the ocean. It doesn't have to be the East Coast, West Coast. There are beautiful bodies of water in many, many locations that you could tap into. There's places that have springs. There's places that have waterfalls. So because of your disability, but you have to look at the climate. And if it's going to exacerbate your disabilities or not because of your bones and your ligaments, okay?
Yes.
So for that reason, you might not want it to be too hot or too cold. Like I live in Roanoke, Virginia. And I moved here when the 2004 hurricanes took my roof, and I lost pretty much everything. And my husband was in his second remission with cancer at that time. I knew he couldn't do it in the bitter cold, although we both loved the north. And in Florida, we just said we don't want to go through another hurricane. We were done with that. So I was, I'm what they call a halfback. I moved halfway back, okay? But Virginia is very cool because we do have water here. So does West Virginia. There's some nice areas that if you wanted to go coastal, as Jacqueline's suggesting, I can tell you there's some really beautiful coastal communities in Maryland and Delaware, too. So allow yourself to be at peace. Surf around the Internet. See what appeals to you. Okay? Now, both Jacqueline and I do astrocartography. So we can actually look at your chart and tell you where some of your planetary power lines are, too. And so we can maybe help you to look at places that maybe you haven't previously considered, and all information is on Blog Talk. So you can give us a call, and we can maybe spend a little more time with you. But I think you're mad at Chicago. I think you do need to get the heaven out of there, okay?
I'm not healing at all here.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be the Great Lakes. I think it's going to be something else.
That's fine. That's good with me.
All right. Well, you keep us posted and contact us individually. We can help you take a look at that, sweetheart, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you. Keep getting well and more well, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right,
God bless. Bye-bye. Yeah, I kept thinking of Florida, too, because I know it's a pricey state. But something in me said, it's not, I don't feel it's the right character for her. Maybe on, I would say more on the west coast of Florida than the east if she was going to make that journey. But, again, for some reason, I kept thinking freshwater would be okay, too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, here, you're looking at, we're not looking at astrocartography maps. We don't have all the information
right,
on that one.
Right, we don't have the time to do all that, yeah. But hopefully she'll contact us. Excuse me. And we can help her.
Yep.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 805, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna in California.
Donna in California. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Weather's beautiful. Finally.
Yeah. You're living a life of bliss. Do you need a roommate? I had to tease you a little bit.
Yeah, let me tell you my birthday. It's April 22nd, 1954. I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Long Island, New York.
Gotcha. I thought that was you. Okay.
You're a long way from home, eh?
Yeah, well, I've been out in California most of my life. I left when I was 3.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You were born. You were actually born in Flushing, weren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's interesting because my former husband was born in Flushing. Mm-hmm,
oh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's the plan on your birthday this year?
Huh?
What city were you in on your birthday this year?
Arroyo Grande, California. I'm helping my sister out with her knee surgery.
You're so sweet. Can you spell the name of that city for me?
Arroyo, and then the new word, second word is Grande, Grande.
Thank you.
Oh, you couldn't have been in a more perfect place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They're on 500 acres, there's mountains and beautiful views, and, oh, my gosh, it's so nice up here.
You're in heaven.
Yeah, it's lovely.
You've got Jupiter in your first house. It's a beautiful thing.
Good.
Yeah, Mercury there, Sun there, Uranus there. Some changes are afoot, but they're for your benefit. I love this chart. Not that it isn't without challenge. You have a T-square in it, but here again. Are you planning on remodeling or changing your home in some way?
No, I just have a little apartment. Probably not. Let me tell you what happened to me a couple weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, I went down to the beach. You know, there's ocean where I live. And I'm standing there, and the water's kind of gray, and it's a little windy and all, and wasn't much walking room on the beach. So I just stood there and looked down at the ocean. And I felt like I've never felt before. It was such joy, happiness, and peace. And I looked at the sky, and the whole world opened up to me. I felt like I had ascended or something. So I'm hoping that's a clue that I'm going to go traveling because my girlfriend, but I have to, you know, manifest the money to go, but she wants me to go to all these different places where she has friends and we can just go stay with them all in different countries.
Now, where do you normally live? I know where you were on your birthday. What city
Santa
in
Barbara.
California do you normally? Oh, wow. I love that place. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah. I think something big's coming in for me. I really do because that feeling I felt, it was unbelievable.
I'm going to tell you, you're going to at least take 2 trips this year, no matter what.
Good.
No matter what, there are 2 long-distance trips this year. The reason why I say that is because Venus in your solar return is in Gemini, And when I put it into the bi-wheel with your natal chart, you have Venus in that ninth house of long-distance travel, okay? It puts Mercury there. So Mercury is going to be interesting because it's conjunct your Venus in that same house in your natal chart. So it's going to be a little stressful as far as worrying about it, but I say allow it to manifest. You're right that these clues, take these clues for what they are, because Uranus is also conjunct that as well, okay? And what that does is it means that sudden changes are afoot. What you might not think you can afford, all of a sudden just something comes in front of you and you can afford it, is what I'm trying to say. This solar return is really, it's for your benefit. It really makes some great transformations and changes. And I say, my little Taurus, be fearless. Don't be so nervous, because this is a good year. No matter how I look at this, this is a really beneficial year for you. Things are going to go real well in the long term for you. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm looking at your transit wheel. And Jupiter is transiting through her ninth house of distant travel right now. But again, it's going to go into Taurus on the 17th of May. It's still going to be on the cusp for about a week and a half, right at your midheaven star where your crown chakra is. Now, people pray in their way. But I was taught when I was a child, after I said my prayer, I would wait until I felt a sensation that I knew my prayer was received. My mom taught me this. And so I so agree with Jacqueline. This is a time to go deep. And Jupiter is the planet of good fortune and abundance. It's transiting through your ninth house of distant travel right now, and it's going to be going into Taurus. And when it does, it's going to be in Taurus for a year in your 10th house. So in your travels, you might find a place that you do want to reestablish yourself to, by the way, within a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because,
I'm going to
again,
Idaho. I have my ticket. I have my ticket already for Idaho to go to my nephew's wedding in October. So that's
cool.
And then my friend
cool.
wants me to go to
check
Hawaii.
It out. And I agree with Jacqueline. You're probably going to make more than one journey.
Good.
And you might fall in love with another kind of place at this stage of your life.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And it's interesting in your chart, too, because Pluto hasn't been in Aquarius since the Revolutionary War. It finally made it in there. And it is in square to your Taurus Sun. And it's going to be there for a couple years. It moves very, very slowly. But it's helping you transform and change and look at your lifestyle and what lifestyle that you want to embrace, maybe to leave behind things from your past, maybe heal them by moving on and moving up. Okay?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're so happy for you. It's so sweet of you to be helping your sister, and plus you gave you a slice of heaven in the middle of all that. Wow, how cool is that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Yeah. Close to her, but well, wonderful.
Do keep
well,
us posted.
So I will. Thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because we'd love to hear about your journey when you get back. If you want to ring us up, we'd love to share it with our listeners too. It would be awesome.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. All right, bye.
Likewise, thanks.
I think we've got time for one more. What do you think, Jack? Go for it.
Yes.
Oh, air code 604, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, it's Charlene calling from Canada, from Abbotsford in British Columbia. And lovely
Charlene,
to
oh my yeah. goodness, great to hear from you, sweetheart. How you doing?
Oh, it's been really awful, but I'm good. Nobody's dead, no comas, but my goodness. You remember we spoke in December, I think it was, and you said, oh, we were looking at Zach, and you'd said, oh. But March is a new month, and, it's going to be a lot of legality. So you probably prefer I ask a question than just give a general thing, right?
Now, are you still in Prince George, or are you in another part?
No, I'm back in Abbotsford now.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, he got in a lot of trouble, but he's good. He's fine. He's actually happily being sober. Nobody died, as I said, but it's been a lot, and I've got my dad, and there's just
oh,
so much
I'm
going.
So sorry. That must have been so difficult for you.
There's
I'm
no
so
word.
Sorry,
there's
and
no
him,
word.
Of course.
But, oh my God, everybody. To say it's been impossible is an understatement. But again, nobody died, no comas. I know what I want to do when I grow up now, so I'm excited about that. I'm going to be doing a website to do with educating and helping people, so that's good. My work, though, so probably, I guess maybe that's what I'll ask, because I'm looking to apply for an extended length of time off, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to be paid through that through my employer. And then be able to go back to work as when Zachary gets home, because he's in treatment right now.
Okay. Now, what are you doing right now for your work?
Nothing. I am busy putting together my home again, because in December there was a flood at my home. I've moved my dad's 64-year living home down into here. And, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Well, you got a lot of trines and blessing lines in your chart today. I want you to know that.
Thank God. I need them. Really need them.
And, yep. And, again, Saturn is the great teacher. It's moving through your first house. And it's hitting your part of fortune. It already did. It's going to hit your Jupiter and your Chiron within a year. And it's opposing a lot of your Virgo planets right now. So you need to be doing something that's visionary and very, very mentally active at the same time. And I have to tell you, you'll be the kind of person who can't wait to get to work. Okay?
It's true. It's true.
That's what's going to happen here. What I see. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, Mars is transiting through your sixth house of work. Okay? So it is time for you to really, like Aphrodite said, take action with your work as far as what you need to have for your benefit. Okay, there's a lot of moving parts here. Okay, your chart has so many different moving parts that isn't even funny. Take them one at a time. Don't get so overwhelmed, is what I'm going to tell you. Life comes at you in full living color. And it's like, okay, I have this that I'm going to do first, this that I'm going to do next, and this that I'm going to do next. Really trust and have faith, again here, in the process of this. Because you are going through a transition in your life. And it has to do with really how much do you have faith in yourself? You're a multitasker like I've never seen, okay? But you can do what I'm saying, okay? It's just keeping one foot in front of the other is all you need to do, okay?
Okay.
You're being divinely guided. And because your heart's in the right place. Your heart's in the right place. And again, you are the kind of person that you have made many sacrifices to make other people happy. And now it's your time to experience the joys and the fruits of your labors. It's your time. Okay?
Right.
Well, about to go off the air, and if you need more from us, you know our numbers. We talked to you offline, too, but just let us know if you need any help. But right now, you're going to have sustaining trines and blessing lines. You're going to be okay here.
Okay.
You're going to be okay.
I'm probably going to call and just set up an appointment. Thank you so much, ladies, and just big love
all right,
to you.
Many
and,
blessings. God bless you. Okay.
I'm glad your home didn't blow away. That's good.
Yeah, right? I hear you.
Take care, both of you ladies. Thank you so much,
right,
so much.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, my goodness. So we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. And we're here to help you every Sunday night, 6 to 7. And we love doing the show with you. And have a blessed week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.